special undead episode of RP Grinders. I am your unpleasant host, Breakman, and with me are the ghoulies. What?
I don't want to be grabbed by the ghoulies.
Well, that's redundant.
Okay, and yeah, these two guys, they're here, Eric and Mario. Yeah, that's it.
What up, guys?
You killed my
Rick is going to trick-or-treat as a sick person. That's why he's not here.
It's the most effective costume I've ever seen. Very convincing.
Yes, it was very convincing. I almost thought he was undead, to be honest with you. I mean, I always assumed he was. I was kind of surprised to find out he wasn't undead, but, you know.
He's immortal, not undead.
Right.
Well, he is Hispanic. So, I mean, that's pretty close. You have the whole Day of the Dead thing, you know.
Okay, I didn't really understand what you were saying. I was like, I don't know where he's going with this. I'm uncomfortable.
Basically, what I'm saying is all Hispanics are zombies. Okay.
Racist Moving talk.
On. Yeah, I know. But the point is that racist? I'm not sure. It doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, let's get on with the news, I guess, so we can get it over with and get the more important things. Because God knows we don't want to talk about the news. I mean, we love talking about the news. In fact, the first story comes to us live from Gamatsu. The Witch and the Hundred Knight 2 launches February 23rd in Japan. Teaser trailer attached to this link that nobody can see because they're not in here. Let me see here. I guess this is the special edition. It's in yen. I'm not going to read all the prices. But special edition comes with Circa Nintingo figure.
I've never heard of Nintingo. I've always heard of Figma.
And Nintingo. I'm not sure. It's some kind of figurine. I'm guessing it's a brand name.
There's an art book with 44 pages. That's not too bad. Original soundtrack composed by Tenpai Sato.
Tenpei Sato.
Circus Sword. I'll get to it eventually. Circus Sword and convenient accessory set, downloadable content, special drawn exclusive box. Ooh, wow. The box is colorful art. There's a bunch of premium sets about the DLC and shit, but we don't care about that. So let's move on to the next story because, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the art on the box actually does look nice, but I'm like, if you're going to do that, why not do something like, you know, here's a premium poster that you can get or something like that. Mm. I don't know.
It's something that doesn't just sit on your shelf, bookended by other games, you know.
Honestly, stuff like that has always made me think, that's really only good if you're a YouTuber and you like to have you shoot your videos, with the backdrop of your shelf of all your games.
All right. With all right, four of your viewers. Let me see, your mother... Your best friend?
It's like all the comments that your mom's going, it's like, I'm so proud of you. and then your brother's like, dork. Anyway.
At least you downloaded it and viewed it. No, I just downloaded it.
Anyway, it's coming to us live from the site which must not be named. Meet the animal side of your classmates in visual novel Wild Romance. And this is actually a rare... headline from Silicon Era, which isn't just a restatement of the first sentence of the article. Kazuma returns to the Japanese countryside after experiencing life in Tokyo. Reuniting with four classmates upon his return, he soon finds the four women have a hidden animal side in visual novel Wild Romance.
Yay, Kazuma will meet
Kazuma will meet a cat girl, fox girl, dog girl. That's something you don't ever see. And a tanuki girl.
Well, she's loyal. I'd hope.
All with their own personalities that mimic those of their animal. The player will follow Kazuma on his journey with his classmates, learning about his hometown, the supernatural world, and the stories beyond his mysterious friends. Wild Romance is available now on Steam.
I'm going to assume that at some point there's going to be a R18 version. Because it's
I just scrolled down and saw one of the comments that, read the Steam reviews, and it sounds like a really shoddy job of the localization. All 18-plus content removed, which is expected on Steam, but there's no patch to restore the content at the time, and even non-18-plus material was removed. There isn't even an 18 plus version outside.
Well, I don't know if shoddy means because it's missing content or because the actual translation's bad.
Yeah.
Well, there was a game on there that was called If My Heart Had Wings that Joss Usay actually released, and it's cut format on its site before it even hit Steam, and its translation's apparently pretty awful. And yeah, there is a way to restore that content and fix some of the translation, but it's still kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Well, it says here, the devs also thought Westerners were too stupid to know when a character is thinking to himself and added a narrator character to the game. The translation also seems to be overly literal and awkward most of the time. Those are their words, not mine.
I wonder what it would take for modders to fix the script so that's not complete garbage.
Yeah.
So, get it if you really want to look at girls with cat ears and stuff.
I guess the thing is,
you had me until you added cat ears.
You could find a way to restore the lost content.
Yeah, but the thing that gets me about this stuff is like if there's a story and the character is kind of endearing or whatever, you know, I can see there being some appeal. But in the modern era of literally free porn everywhere, I don't get why anyone, especially like free fetish porn, if you're into that kind of thing. And free hentai, if you're into that kind of thing. I just can't see why people would spend money on something like this specifically for sex-related content. You know? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yes.
Moving on. You know, as much as I hate to admit it, the show really does kind of stagnate without Frank here to make fun of.
I know. He does move it on. I'm sorry. I was reading chat, and I was... Waylon has this pretty awesome picture of Darth Maul, and I was talking to him. I got distracted. I'm sorry. We do miss you, Frank. Don't tell him I said that.
I know. It's like no one let Frank know that I said the show is better with him.
Mm. Yes, we're in agreement then. This never happened.
Frank, if you're hearing this, this is all in your head. You're still sick. You're having a fever dream. You're still sick.
We hope you get better soon, but not too soon, because we like hosting the show without you.
This is true. All right, Eric, you're up next.
Next is from Silly String Era, once again. Cyber Dimension Neptunia has been revealed for PS4, and...
What were we talking about? We were talking about Kingdom Hearts.
I was saying that it used to be that Street Fighter was the one that had all the, you know, the crazy stupid long names and everything. It's and that crazy stupid long names have seemed to have become a thing in Japan now. It's like there's no longer like, and Street Fighter was the outlier with the, you know, Super Street Fighter 2-EX plus Alpha Zero Bravo Tango Charlie, and
I think people started making fun of it kind of and then other people started joining into it, and it just became this fad that.
Well, the thing back in the 90s, the joke was that they kept doing all these, like, you know, suffixes and everything on the games because that Capcom, the joke was Capcom couldn't count to three because everyone was waiting for Street Fighter 3, and it was just taking forever to come out.
Nobody cared about it.
Yeah. And what's funny is that, three didn't find its audience until really the tournament scene really became a major
deal. Three's a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wish that I could get into Street Fighter 3 because, like, I can look at it and I can objectively say, like, this is a really fucking well-made fighting game. It's just, like, it doesn't click for me. It's, like, it doesn't work for me. But it's, like, yeah, like, I can easily see why people are into it. But, yeah. Anyway. All right, well, let's move on.
It is really tough. You're right.
Yeah. I think, Eric, you're up.
All right. We've got from Gamatsu, Akiba's Beat is coming to Europe in quarter one of 2017. It says publisher PQ is publishing it because XC doesn't have a European publishing arm unless it's dealing with Steam releases, which it doesn't matter at that point. But the acquired developed Akihabara set action RPG will have its first European showcase at MCM London Comic Con this weekend. That's going on right now.
Cool.
And it says an overview of the game. It says set in hyper stylized recreation of Akihabara, Akiba's Beat plunges you into the heart of the mecca of otaku culture, but not as seems. Idols and blah blah blah. But Apparently, you're stuck in a Groundhog Day type of situation.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, isn't it a follow-up to Akiba's Trip?
Well, it doesn't look like you do any stripping in this game, so it's...
Well, no, what I mean is, like, isn't it a sequel to that, though?
Yeah,
or is it, like, isn't it related in some way? Yeah, okay.
But, apparently, the delusions of people are becoming real, and now you have to take care of them.
Cool.
So that's interesting. I mean, the last game was about vampires, basically.
Yeah, that you had to, like, take their clothes off to, or literally knock their clothes off in order to defeat them.
Which was the same premise, like, of the original Akiba's Trip, because the one we got, it was actually the second game.
Wait, that's not how you defeat vampires?
Well,
that's how I
strip off the clothes and vampires. Expose them to sunlight, and then they'll die.
Yeah, The
funny thing is, in Japan, that's, you know, that's a video game. I do it over here, and it's assault. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. That's ridiculous. You're a shitty lawyer.
See, apparently, yeah, vampires apparently can withstand the sun, but only if they have, like, a large amount of clothing on.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's more of a Buffy kind of thing. Hmm. All right.
But it says in Japan, the game will launch on December 15th, and the Vita's version state's still yet to be announced. And North American release date is somewhere in quarter one as well. So it's probably around the same time.
Okay. All right. Is that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Next up is coming to us live from Gematsu. Capcom announced Monster Hunter XX for 3DS during a Monster Hunter-focused Nintendo Direct today. It will launch in Japan on March 18th for 5,800 yen at retail and 5,546 yen via download. Save data from previous games will be compatible. That's always nice. If you have save data from Monster Hunter Stories, you'll get feline armor that completely turns your Palico into the RPG spinoff's Nibiru. They're like using the same voice, too, I guess. Capcom detailed 6 major new elements about Monster Hunter XX, which is a follow-up to Monster Hunter Generations.
Can we just call it Double Cross instead? So we can make Double Cross jokes?
Oh, God. No, we cannot do that, Eric. Anyway, new hunting styles, the Brave Style hunting style, continuous attacks, powerful link attacks, and quick evasions, and the question style, details to be announced in the future. What an announcement. New hunting techniques have been added to all 14 weapon types. Details will also be announced in the future. Prowler mode actions enhanced. Prowler mode actions have been enhanced. Okay. I'm going to skip the little things. Felines can now evade by a hair as well as do a trample jump. I'm guessing that means like you jump on top of someone. New fields have been added, which probably means like areas, such as Egun Peak. This is a location very high in the mountains where there's a cave, waterfall, and historic ruins. There are other new fields too, such as a desert. The Ryushiki ship appears as a base that has all the elements of both a village and a ship. You can take on G-rank quests from here. The new main monsters in Monster Hunter XX are Ulma Diablos and Balfark. What an awful name. weird.
Is his brother Balfart?
Yeah, I don't know.
His sister
Colin Fart? Stop! Stop it!
Sorry.
The former is a dangerous monster with large parting horns. While the latter is a silver-winged monster whose wings can change form. In related news, Capcom announced that total sales from Monster Hunter Generations have topped 4.1 million worldwide.
Which apparently can't save Capcom from not making a lot of money because they're not making a lot of money. Because they have a lack of major titles. Gee, maybe if we made things, we'd actually make money.
What they need to do is get into the pachi slot market, apparently.
Or heavily in the mobile.
It's like Monster Hunter is the only thing keeping Capcom afloat.
I think it is.
And I don't think Street Fighter V is not doing very well outside of like the diehard like tournament community, is it?
Well, the Phoenix Wright series 2 is doing good in Japan, but it's also not its top selling either, so it doesn't matter, I guess.
Actually, I've been meaning to ask. I mean, those are mostly like visual novel type games, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly comedy stuff, right? I mean, like, given what you know of me, like, I've been kind of curious about, you know, picking one up and trying it. So, do you think it's something I might get into?
It's a visual novel game, but when you go to the trials, You have to point out the inconsistencies in their testimonies.
Okay. So it's not evidence.
Sometimes so it's not like just different straight, bits yeah. where you have to like unlock their psych locks, which are things that which is like a mystic thing in the games where you'll use a Mitama to or Magatama that to point out the locks in their unlock the locks in their heart and get them to reveal the truth. And stuff okay. like that. So that's
so there's a lot more it's a lot gamier than a lot of visual novels. Then I might get into that. I might try one of those. All right. Well, that's it for that story. Break, you're up next.
Yay! Sorry. Should have muted myself. My apologies. I'm just laughing about you. Everyone's gone to the Rapture, the Deadly Tower of Monsters. More free PlayStation Plus subscribers in November. Sony Interactive Entertainment has announced a November lineup of free games, which I just goddamn said. PlayStation 4, here's the full lineup. Okay, yeah, I know, but it repeated what was just said. But sorry. PlayStation 4, to the Deadly Towers of Monsters. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. Letter Quest Remastered. Bumped BMX Plus. And that's all. PlayStation 3, Custom Quest 2. Dirt 3. Pumped BMX Plus.
That's Costume Quest.
What did I say?
Custom.
Custom.
Sorry. Costume Quest. My bad. And PS Vita, Letter Quest Remastered. And Pumped BMX Plus. What is the hell is this Pumped BMX that they're
trying to some like some indie, like probably like, you know, writing stunting type game.
Like, although, they don't want this game out there. They're like, hey, we want to take it.
I got a free walking simulator. I didn't have to buy it.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the thing. It's like, I saw that everyone's going
to the game from Atlas. I could have reviewed back when it launched, but I didn't have the time because I was doing too many other things at the time. So I skipped it. So I'll be nice to play it now. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, can you hear me? What? Huh?
That's all I had to say. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, who's up next?
Doesn't matter. Who
cares? That would be Eric.
I was going to say they... didn't they already do Dirt 3? But then I was thinking, no, that was Dirt 2.
when are they going to do
Joe Dirt? The whole series. For free. No one should ever do Joe Dirt. That's not a good movie.
Not Joe Dirt, the video game? Yeah. Okay.
No, Dirt is just a motorbike game.
Okay, well, it's kind of
well, not a motorbike, but also a 4x4.
According to Dungeon Buster, Custom Quest, determine your own experience level and rewards. Level 199 from the start.
Hack the game from the beginning, yay.
Actually, the very first, yeah, instead of having like a start menu, it's like the dev, you know, like dev options.
I want my hero to be so badass that he just kills monsters by looking at them.
No, that's not good enough. You want the hero to be so badass that he kills monsters just from them looking at him.
All right, that'll work too.
All right.
Eric, maybe it's like Customs Quest where you have to do like Papers, Please stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that shtick has already been done, probably, and probably better by Papers, Please. Actually, that would have been a good name for that game, Customs Quest.
Papers, Please.
Yeah, paper, sorry,
maybe you said it, and I had to say it. I don't know.
That'll be the sequel. Papers, Please, 2, Customs Quest.
All right, then. All right. I guess who's reading the next story? It doesn't matter. Let's just get this over with. What?
Me?
Yeah, go for it.
This is from Silly String Era. Stardew Valley localizations have been delayed. Earlier this month, Concerned Ape confirmed that it would offer a free Stardew Valley update that added Chinese, German, Japanese, Brazilian, Portuguese, Russian. They forgot to put a comma between Brazilian and Portuguese, so you could read it as Brazilian Portuguese.
Well, but, no, that isn't supposed to be, because you know, in Brazil they speak Portuguese, but it's kind of like French Canadian. It's not exactly the same thing.
Oh, so it is. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but like Brazilian Portuguese. And, yeah. No. Brazilian Portuguese and just Portuguese are two like very slightly different languages.
Russian, Spanish localizations to the game in October 2016. I play some in Chucklefish. never heard of Chucklefish. We're going to help prepare and create the translations. Since, however, some issues arose during internal testing, which means the localization update has been delayed. It probably like made the game's frame rate drop tremendously or something.
I figure what it most likely is something to do with adding characters for for non-strictly like ASCII languages. Might have had problems.
But says the PC localization update will be released as soon as it's ready, but definitely won't appear in 2016 or October 2016. Well, we only have a few more days in October, so that's kind of a moot point now. But however, this means English will be the only available launch language for the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Wii U, and the Xbox One versions of the game. In addition, game multiplayer support is still in development.
No, I know they've been pretty busy with that game, just keeping it updated and adding features and stuff to it. So,
did an update where you can actually get divorced.
Yeah, I saw an article about that. It's like, apparently it's heartbreaking. I'm like, whatever. Was that it for that story, or do you have something else to add?
I had one more article that I forgot to add before we started. I might as well read it since none of you are probably ready.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for that. Well, I've got the next one up, so I'll go ahead and read this.
Okay.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. form a curious bond with a vampirist in
more like Silicon Error.
Silicon Error. Yes. Form a curious bond with a vampirist in remastered kinetic novel Songs of Araya. It is about an odd relationship with a female vampire that was originally released back in 2008, has now been remastered. Songs of Araya stars a boy who flees from his hometown, which is under the control of a dictator. He runs to the mansion at the base of Hitley Mountain. Hitelier Iris, pledging servitude to the vampire who lives there in exchange for immortality. This begins their strange relationship, which players will follow over the course of the game's story. This remastered kinetic novel changes almost every aspect of the game, updating and revising story and dialogue, offering new character sprites and backgrounds, and adding new sound and visual effects. The soundtrack from the original release remains intact, though. It is available now on itch.io. Well, as remasters go, that sounds pretty expensive, so cool.
It'll probably hit Steam sooner or later.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Unless it's like it R18 content, but who knows. Yeah.
Finally. That's it for news. Any homie discounts this week?
Yes, actually. You can get Pokemon Sun and Moon pre-order Pokemon Sun and Moon for a limited time, I guess, on a Toys R Us for $32.
Okay. That's not bad. It's like, what's that? $8 off
It says it's price. Free shipping, but you'll have to pay tax. So it'll probably be closer to $36.
Still, it's a decent chunk of money off. That's something you're up to. So do we have any was that it?
Yeah, that's all. Unless you want to talk about PSN PSN deals. There's Halloween deal going on right now.
Yeah, I saw that, but I looked through that. I didn't see anything of much.
Fall's one of those games. It's like $3 for the PS4.
Yeah, it's like the
which
fall
I
on
have
PS4.
On the Wii U already, but
yeah.
I don't know if there's a difference between the two versions, like in terms of frame rate or performance.
I don't think so.
We do have a Twitter question, but I think I'd rather wait until Frank's back to ask this one.
I'm here.
I thought you were.
He's been here. He's just not been talking, hasn't he?
Well, no, I haven't been here the entire time, but I just came back to check on everything. What's the Twitter question?
Since you're sick, it's a great time to ask this one. Freak5Chaos, our friend, would like to know, would you rather drink puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
That's a no-brainer.
I don't think either will happen. I think I'll puke before it got to my lips.
Yeah, I think that would probably happen to me too. That's awesome, Freak Five. I'm glad somebody's thinking of me when I'm sick. That's so cool. That's a great would you rather. but I cannot stand poop. at all in any form. I hate it.
That's why it exits your body.
Oh, God. Puke's not much better, though. But I'd much rather puke than...
drink puke, you mean?
Yeah. That. He was asking me...
we're having, like, weird audio issues. I'm the one hearing that.
I noticed it.
I think it's Mug. Okay. Mug, are you there? Yeah, see, it's Mug. Let me hang up on Mug, and then I'll call you right back, Mug. He was asking me about...
Well, Negan and Chat would like to know where you're sick, if he can comfort your wife. That's Freak Five.
If she'll let you, Freak Five. If she'll let you.
Next time he visits, or when he visits for the first time, I should say, he said he's going to drop a deuce and not flush. Oh, so God. I think you should disinvite him.
Yeah, I'm not inviting him. Mug, you back?
I'm back.
All right, cool. All right, guys, just thought I'd check in and see how everything is going. I'm dying, so I'm leaving. Later.
All right, later, man.
Get better.
Get better.
Come back to us, Frank.
Get well. All
right, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how I timed it perfectly, but yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Question.
Yeah.
So glad.
And, I'm glad that I'm not answering it, because fuck you guys. anyway, let's go on. So what have you guys been playing?
Yeah. I guess I'll start, since I haven't really played anything new and I haven't played much this week. Assassin's Creed 2. I'm close to the finishing the DLC, and then I don't know what I'm going to do after that, if I'll keep playing it, maybe online or not. And a little Peggle.
That's really good at Brotherhood. Brotherhood's actually probably the best game in the series.
Hmm. Well, that means I'd have to buy another game, though. Like that means spending money. Record Keeper's always... You know, and I got to a point in Metroid where I don't know what the hell to do.
In AMR2? AM2R? Yeah. Where are you?
I'm not sure how to explain... I don't know how to explain it where I am. I think I'm pretty far in the game. And I just got to a point where I'm trying to get to past this lava, or trying to get the lava to go down or something, and I can't figure out what to do. I keep going back and forth through the map, and I'm not finding what I'm missing.
Have you fought the Omega Metroids yet?
I don't know. Don't think so.
Maybe. The really big ones.
Yeah, the really big ones that can actually swat away missiles.
I fought the ones with like spikes on their backs.
Those are probably the alphas.
No, alphas are the little ones that fly around.
And betas then. Or zetas.
Yeah. It's like alpha, gamma. Alpha, gamma, zeta, and omega are the four types.
Okay, so I've only fought two types at this point.
Okay, so you're still fairly early on.
Damn it! Oh, never mind then. Feels like I'm pretty far. I just don't know what I'm lost. It's like Lost. I need to open the hatch. Yeah, I've never seen Lost, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I've never watched Lost either. But yeah, I would do a little bit of looking around. I'm sure there are walkthroughs and stuff that'll kind of point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I got to find one.
Wait, Shadow War 2 is like Borderlands now, or Destiny?
Waylon has almost all of the Assassin's Creed games, played 10 minutes of one of them. He says he's a bad gamer. We've all bought games that we've never played or only played a little bit. Like, that's what I'm trying to not do with this generation. That's why I've only bought like a handful of games at this point. And the other games I know I want to buy, I know I'm going to play, like Halo Wars 2 and South Park, and know I'm going to play those games.
Yeah,
I feel like I get my money out of them, but I see sales and I'm like, I could buy this game. It's a game really cheap, but then am I ever going to play it? Well, maybe a couple minutes. I don't know if I want to spend my money on it. Anyway, yeah, I don't know why that killed the conversation. Just saying.
Well, I mean, it's nothing personal, Frank. It's nothing personal, Brick. It's just you. it's not us.
Understand.
It's you.
I understand.
It's you.
I've heard that before.
Right, Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be mean. all right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Played a little bit more Paper Mario Color Splash. Got to World 4, then wrote up the review. Should be on Game Tactics soon. Played a little bit of Yo-Kai Watch 2 because I had nothing to play at work. Because I still haven't touched Valkyrie Drive yet, and I can't bring that to work. Well, I probably could, but I don't want to risk it.
Yeah, but, probably
not safe for work content. Nothing like not no nudity or anything, but
no,
it's very lewd.
Yeah, it's kind of like you don't want to play Gal Gun at work.
Anyways, I played a little bit of the Blossom Tales demo. No, I mean, I played all of the demo because it's not very long. It's like the intro tutorial dungeon, and then there's the first dungeon. And I'm guessing the demo save data carries over to the main game once you buy the main game. But I think the demo is only available to press right now. But it's a very fun Zelda-like game. The very first boss is pretty much a boss from Wind Waker. Just that rock monster that you gotta throw bombs in its mouth and shoot like its eye with the arrows.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's been a while. I haven't played Wind Waker since the GameCube. So
like back when. Actually, that one's the opposite. I think you need to shoot its hands and then throw the bomb in.
Oh, the bongo thing. Yeah, like I do remember that. Like where it's in the dark.
The bongo thing was from Ocarina of Time, and I think that was just purely the arrows.
Oh, okay. So I'm getting it mixed up. All right.
Anyways, I played like the first, like, I haven't really had time to play Xenoverse 2, but I played like the intro and like the training mission, but that's all I did.
Yeah. I can honestly say that I don't really think I've played anything at all this week. There's just been too much shit going on.
I understand that.
I had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get a title for the damn car so I could get it turned into the, to the salvage and get the, the check from insurance for being totaled out and all that kind of stuff. And like, oh God, what a pain in the ass. I was like, oh, guess what? There's this lien release that you need from 2010. It's like, go here and do it. It's like, all right. So I went there. I was like, well, we can get it. It's just going to take 24 hours. Like, are you fucking kidding me? But I finally got it all squared away and be turning the car over next week. And then I'll have the moolah. So, yay.
Finally. God damn. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is a pain in the ass. But all right. Well, let's move on to Stinko's. What have you got, Brig?
My Stinko goes to a report that came out earlier this week. We've lost more than half the world's wildlife since 1970. And a lot of that,
mass extinction event.
And a lot of that,
5 million years.
Yeah, a lot of that is human involved activity. There've been predictions about what's to come in the future. I'm sure everybody's seen like the predictions of. I'm
sure, most of them have died because of climate change entirely.
Yeah.
Well, no, not from climate change, from farming, fishing, poaching, trafficking. Yeah. Mining,
and habitat loss, and
pollution, type stuff like that.
There's too many people on this planet.
Yeah, there really is.
Well, we need to get on that space travel thing. We need to start working on that. We need to go destroy other planets.
First, we need to like completely overhaul the military spending budget and use it for NASA instead.
We could join the voluntary human extinction agenda.
You mean like by not having children?
Yeah, I mean that actually is a thing where it's like it's the voluntary human extinction movement, where it's basically like where people pledge not to have children, and essentially like they don't go out of their way to extend their lives unnecessarily, that kind of deal.
Do they go out of their way to shorten their lives?
That I don't know. Like, and I'm thinking like if you're really all about that, then there are much more expedient ways to to reduce the population, you know, on a local level, let's say. Okay, let me say, on an extremely local level, I'm not advocating anyone go out and get a gun and start shooting people or anything like that.
Oh, I was going to say that they should blow up a sperm bank. Or two, you know.
God, dude.
I probably only do that just to get some money. Was that out
loud? I thought we weren't on the air.
Donate.
I would never say something like that.
Huh? What's that now?
So I'd probably donate to a sperm bank just for money.
I think, like, they have really high, what they want as far as, like, people donating now.
Yeah. It's like, bringing the conversation to a screeching halt, it's Eric RPG!
So we should move on.
Yes. Anyway, all right.
Did Eric do his thing, though?
I don't have one.
You don't have one.
I have a Speedo, though.
I lived Eric's perfect life.
I know, man.
Happened this week. That's why. You want to stink and I'll make one up on the spot. I had to work a little over because, of course, they overload me with cardboard at the end of the day, and I have to get rid of it all.
There's been some shit that happened this week. Let me tell you. All right. It's like I'm waiting to get a car fixed. That's fucking irritating. It's having to wait longer than I'm supposed to. That's annoying. But the Ammon Bundy and his crew that took over that federal building a little while back, they all got acquitted.
Yeah, I saw the headline. I didn't read the article, though. I was wondering what was up.
See, I could have talked about that, but I figured one of you guys would have done. So.
And while that's going on, all the Standing Rock protesters, they're being, having dogs sicked on them, having being shot at. Like, I remember there was a thing where they actually shot the horses out from under these people. And I mean, it's vile what's being done to these people.
And it usually is.
Yeah. And what's funny is and this is just like, yeah, just more natives being screwed over by, by the government, for the sake of money. And oh God, fucking.
It's always about money.
I've got a laws about the Standing Rock thing.
Gotta do Sweetos before we do the lulls, right?
Yeah.
Unless you want to do the lull right now. I mean,
nah. I'm just talking about it since we're talking about it. Mm. But we'll get to it.
All right. Well, let's move on to Sweetos then. I'll do a couple real quick ones. One, I'm still continuing to lose weight. I'm down to like 223.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. So thank you. My goal is 200. So like, and I'm getting there steadily. A near complete loss of appetite works wonders for that. But I saw a video that very much put a smile on my face today. There was this black gentleman on a bus who saw another guy who decided to start fucking with a woman and touching her inappropriately. And he was like, no. Like, he got up in this guy's face and was like, he physically moved him away from the woman and was like, you don't do that. You stay away from, it's like, you don't touch people without their permission and all this kind of shit. And cops were called and, and I saw this was like 8 cops there. It's like, and both of these men were arrested. But there was one of the cops there was also black and had made sure that he got released, called him a hero. The girl who, to whose aid the guy came, gave him a hug, and and part of it was footage from like a vlog type entry that this guy did.
Hmm.
She gave him these 2 roses, and he's like, and while he's talking about this and talking about like, why did he do this? Like, because this is what everyone should be doing. But it's like, he pointed out, it's like the 2 roses that she gave me were on the mantle behind me. It's like, you could see them in the shot. It's like, that's awesome. Yes. It's like, how about a lot more of that shit and less of the asshole, more of the good guy, less of the bad guy. So that was a good thing. I was pleased by that. That's my Sweeto for the week.
Yeah, that's cool. My Sweeto is I won a random drawing at work, and
you won a random drawing?
Yeah.
What kind of drawl? Was it a southern drawl?
I hate you. What happened? What were we talking about?
You said you won a random drawing.
Drawings. I want a drawing.
Yeah. So, hello, my name is Simon. Four rings. Anyway, what did you win?
Oh, it's one of those like expensive cups. I forget what they're called.
Like an athletic supporter or what?
No. Like a glass, keeps your drink cold and or hot, whatever it is.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they're really pricey. I don't know why.
Is it one of those ones that like can tell you what's in the glass?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, there actually is that. I think it's actually just called Vessel. And it's it's got all this electronics and stuff in it, and it can tell you what you've poured into it and like what temperature it should be at and what its current temperature is and all that kind of crazy shit.
That's cool. Yeah, I just gave it to Mrs. Breakman. I'm like, I don't really need this. Here you go.
That's cool though. It's a nice little something.
Yes. It's always nice to win.
Yeah.
My sweet is more winning something.
Yeah, I know. It's like I think the only thing I've ever really won, there was a GameStop contest. I won, and this was years ago. I won a copy of Dead or Alive Ultimate on the original Xbox.
Nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
Dead or Alive was an underrated game.
Yeah. It still is an underrated game. Dead or Alive 5 is actually a really solid fighting game. But it's completely overshadowed by the fact that there's literally like $800 worth of costume DLC.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pass is like $92 and change.
Yeah. They look at those games, they see that DLC, and they see like the boobs and they have naked women, and they're like, oh, this is just a, what do you call it?
It's just TNA.
Yeah. Just a TNA type game. Like, no, this is actually a really good fighting game.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of depth to it, but it's
yes.
I've heard a report about the Nintendo Switch just now. Apparently, the cartridge sizes will have a standard capacity of 16 gigs.
What?
So that's probably the smallest size.
The cartridges?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not going to be real cartridges. They'll be cartridges in the same sense that the 3DS and the Vita are. It's like that's it's basically like a form of flash memory. They're not like ROM carts or anything.
Oh, okay.
I think the last game. I think the last system that used like proper ROM carts was like the Game Boy Advance.
Wow! It has not even the DS.
No, the DS used like flash memory type stuff.
Oh wow! I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. What's funny is like on the 3DS, it's just for manufacturing purposes, it's like $13 a cart. Like it costs $13 just to manufacture each cart. And on the Vita, it was like $8, I think it was.
Yeah, now you say that, like, it doesn't make sense, like, to me, because there were, it seemingly it took a little bit longer to load games on the DS than it did on the Game Boy Advance. Like, the Game Boy Advance was instantaneous.
Yeah, because they had to be loaded. They couldn't be just pulled from ROM.
Oh, I learned something today.
It's just a technological limitation.
And learning is half the battle.
And the rest is red thing. And there, and then 25% is red lasers and 25% is blue lasers.
Wow, cool. I like learning. Yeah. I'm special.
Special ed.
I knew you were gonna say it. Nice.
Yeah. All right. What do you got, Eric, for your sweeto?
Oh yeah, hold on. For my sweeto, it is a Doom mod that says Doom for Doom, as in Doom 4, but is a mod that brings the weaponry and ensuing upgrades, playable demons, and glory kills of id Software's 2016 Doom into the 1993 version.
Okay.
Says mod's all earlier release this year, but Creators has since been preparing version 2.0 for an entirely fitting October 31st, 2016 release. There's a trailer for it, but
I was going to say, is it any good?
It looks pretty spiffy, at least. But so I guess they took all of the features from the 2016 version and modified the maps to make it look more like that same. So it's like almost a remake.
Yeah, I'm looking at the trailer now. It's like for one thing, there's a there's the glory kills, but there new weapon skins and everything, and there's actually a sniper rifle with zoom, like that in Doom is by
which
itself
was something
like,
wasn't even in hell? Doom.
Yeah, I was like, that's zooming in. Yeah, there was no zoom in Doom.
There was very little aim in Doom.
Hey, you just point and things died.
I mean, pretty much, if something was far above you or below you, or if you just shot in that direction, you hit it.
I have to say, I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is actually really impressive. It looks like looks like a game that could have come out.
They actually made a lot of Doom where you could actually use camera controls, so you could aim upwards. I mean,
No, I'm not talking
like
about that.
Anything, but at least you could see what's up there.
Yeah, but I mean, like visually, like looking at how this game looks and feels and everything, it looks like a professional game from probably a good 8 or 9 years later than Doom actually came out. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. This looks very nice. I've never been a big Doom fan, but if you're into that, this and I could easily see why people would want to play this because it looks like fun.
I love Doom. So I'd try it.
But I'm going to put the link in chat so people can actually look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely check out the trailer. It's impressive. It's got a lot of nice new effects and everything on it.
Other than that, I do have a lulls.
Yeah.
This is from USAuncut.com, where thousands of wild buffalo appear out of nowhere at Standing Rock. It's a video, but we can describe what's going on here in the article. It says Native Americans attempting to stop a pipeline from being built on their land, and water just got a sentence from a large herd of wild buffalo. Indigenous culture honors American bison, known as Tatanka Oyate, or Buffalo Nation, as a symbol of sacrifice, as the bison gives their lives to protect food, shelter, and clothing through the use of their meat and their hides. Native Americans maintain a spiritual tradition with bison, believing that as long as buffalo, a gift from the Great Spirit, roam free, and as long as the herds are bountiful, the sovereignty of indigenous people should remain strong. And in the midst of these mass arrests, mace attacks, and beatings from batons, a stampede of bison suddenly appeared near the Standing Rock protest camp. A cry of joy reportedly erupted from the Standing Rock. I think I said that right, Sue.
S-I-O-U-X, yes, just Sue.
Yeah. I had stuff in my throat. I kind of slipped. But as they had been praying for assistance from the Tatanka Oyate during their standoff with the riot police and National Guardsmen.
That's funny. And I would imagine, like, if you're already a believer in this kind of thing, it'd be very hard not to
find providence, but that's pretty funny.
No, but it's like, if you were a believer in, like, the, this, their native religion, and you're like this, it would be very hard not to take that as a sign that, that the spirits are angry or they want this to not happen.
The real reason is because buffalo roam and they just happen to be there at the time.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Because they're making loud noise.
Yeah, I mean, but the timing, you must admit the timing is amazingly fortuitous. Yeah. So yeah, that is pretty awesome.
So that is my lulls.
Lulls. Right. Oh,
that is my lulls. All right, we got up some, Eric, you got some reviews for us?
Yeah. Hold on a second. I was playing a video. It played on auto, so I had to stop it.
What you do in that case, you play it off like Frank, like, fucking rollover ads.
It wasn't a rollover, it was actually a YouTube video.
That's the point. You pretend it is a rollover ad so that you can cover
it
up.
It might as well be.
Yeah, that's because I'm totally not watching porn while I'm on the podcast.
It doesn't work like that. So this one,
you either, huh?
Yeah, no, not either. Never.
I got reviews for the other Batman movies and what I'm going to call the Damian trilogy because they all seem to feature Damian and focus on him to an extent, I guess. I mean, this one and the one after it, in particular, focused on Damian, but
Let me ask you real quick. Do they have the same voice actors
for Damien all three?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Who's voicing Batman in this?
Apparently, in Batman and Robin, Child Bruce is voiced by the same character or same voice actor too as Damien.
It's not my favorite Batman voice. I'll say that, but I don't remember who's doing it.
I watched.
I don't know who it is, but weirdly enough, in Batman versus Robin, Kevin Conroy did Bruce's dad. I think it was him, anyway. It didn't really sound like him, but it sounded close to him. I mean, he might have been using a different level of cadence just to divorce him from the actual Batman voice he's used to.
Yeah. I mean that works though. It's like, you know, especially since Kevin Conroy's older now than when he was doing the voice in his heyday, so it makes sense that because sons tend to sound like their fathers, kind of deal. So,
but anyways, Son of Batman it's a movie about the introduction of Damien, because I don't think he's been in a Batman DCU animated film until that movie. So it basically starts with him being at the assassin's hideout and it getting raided by Slade Wilson. Yay.
Non-Parbat.
Anyways.
The League of Assassins.
The League of Assassins. Because they called it the League of Shadows after he died for whatever reason.
They called it the League of Shadows in Batman animated series because they didn't want to say assassins.
I know they in Batman Bad Blood they called it the League of Shadows for whatever reason.
I think when they call it League of Shadows, it's because they don't want to use the word assassins.
The thing is, they said assassins in this movie, so it's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's like but whatever. Anyways, it ends with Ra's al Ghul actually finally dying. Well, maybe, because he's kind of hard to kill, but they. Yeah. Burned his body to a crisp, so he probably can't come back from that easily.
Yeah, dump him in the Lazarus pit. He'll probably manage to reconstitute in a couple months.
Well, spoiler, like, they were going to do, like, that's what Damien wanted to do, but basically Talia said he's too dead at this point for Lazarus.
He's too dead.
Yes, he's too dead.
I like that dead's a word with modifiers.
Anyways, Talia is too busy trying to reconstruct the now broken League of Assassins, so she dumps Damien on to Bruce.
Who didn't know he had a kid.
Yeah, because she basically raped him. Got him roofied and then did the deed.
Is that canon? Is that how Damien Wayne came about?
I don't know.
That's how it happens in this movie. I know, like, that they had.
It's after the fact, but that's what they say.
Okay. I haven't kept up with Batman comics pretty much ever.
I know, like, he had a willing, like, relationship with her at one point. Like, I don't know if it was, like, anything other than sex. But
basically, she gave him a drug that basically made him more agreeable.
Mm.
So it was sex without consent because impaired judgment.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hmm.
So that's basically rape.
But
pretty much.
Anyways, he's trying to adjust to his new life, and Batman's trying to teach the value of justice and not killing people. And I'm trying to remember the rest of the plot of this movie, but Slade wants to obviously finish off Damien, so he comes around and he tries to do a bunch of various things, and he also tries to retake the Lazarus pit so he can make money off of it because he's a piece of shit. Anyways, it ends with pretty much the entire hideout gets ruined, basically, and then this secret Lazarus pit that he was trying to profit off of gets blown up. And we get to see Nightwing, so yay. It's not a bad movie, but it's not exactly great either. But
one of my biggest problems.
Wilson decides to rename himself Deathstroke on the spot because Wink, wink, I nudge. Yeah. In case you didn't know. Anyways.
Well, what were you going to say, Break?
I was going to say, one of my problems with it's the guy who voiced Batman. Like, his Bruce Wayne and Batman were way too similar.
Yeah, I'd say that. And Slade sounds too much like a hero more than a villain. I don't know why. It just, they should have used the voice actor from Teen Titans instead.
Teen Titans who weren't allowed to call him Deathstroke.
Because of copyright issues.
Yeah, kind of licensing problems. So what, they could only call him Slade?
Yeah, they called him Slade.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it's a good way of getting around that, because it's like, it's very obviously the same character. It's like, we just can't use the name is trademarked, so we can't use it.
Anyways, also that's how Slade loses his eye in this movie, because Damien slashes him in the face.
I see.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna give this a 6.5.
Sounds about like it.
Yeah, and I'm probably gonna give Batman and Robin basically the same thing. But that movie's plot is about how there's this secret society of rich people that want to control Gotham. They used to in the past, but something happened and now they don't anymore. But they're trying to regain power. They're called the Court of Owls, and one of their like top disciples is like this crazy dude named Talon, and he wants to basically take Robin in under his wing because Damian's now Robin, but Robin's still having trouble adjusting with life with Bruce, and they've trust issues. And the only reason it's called Batman versus Robin in the first place is because they get into a fight at one point in the movie, but it's not very long. You think the whole movie would be about that, but not really.
And then, well, apparently,
also this Talon guy.
Hang on, Eric, hang on. I would say that apparently, early on in the movie, Bruce finds out that Robin's mother's name is also Martha. So everything's fine after that.
Talia got some explaining to do. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
it's like, you lied to me about your name?
Yeah, I know.
Anyways,
her name is Martha Alcool.
No wonder she lied. I mean, can you blame her at that point?
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, apparently this Talon guy is also using, like, zombies, I guess. Because, like, they're resurrecting dead people, but they can only survive for like several hours at a time before they need to go back into a pit. So it's kind of like their own version of the Lazarus Pit, but it's not nearly as effective. But whatever. But Batman and Nightwing get fucked up in this movie because they get pierced so many goddamn times.
I was gonna say, when you say they get fucked up, I'm like, what, did they go out and go drinking or what?
No.
I would watch a movie for just to see that scene. I think that would be hilarious.
Batman, Superman drinking together. Like, hey, what's up, man?
I think the best episode of Batman Beyond was when Terry took Bruce to a play about Batman, and it was so fucking terrible. And he's like, "You hate me, don't you?"
I don't think. Was that in the third season?
That was like the last season. This was the very last episode, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was the last Batman Beyond thing before Return of the Joker.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I've got those episodes stashed away somewhere. I should watch that because that sounds like fun. Because like the third season of Batman Beyond was not good. It's like they basically studio execs jumped in and said this needs to be more kid friendly. It's like, okay, well, that's so much for this being a great show, because first two seasons of Batman Beyond were fantastic.
You can see when like studios mess with shows.
It was a good episode too, because like it wasn't like definitive or anything, but it was like at a point where they could leave it off, and like even though it was like the show has like a, like you can watch this any episode in any order format, but like it was like a him telling Terry that Terry did a good job as Batman.
Yeah.
But anyways, Batman vs. Robin, I'm going to give it a 6. It wasn't as good. And I thought seeing these two movies would help clarify a couple things in Bad Blood, but it doesn't really leave much in the way of plot to clear up any plot holes I experienced in that film from not having watched the other two first, because they don't really explain how Talia became so estranged from Damien. And when she went like a full 180 heel turn, I'm going to totally rule the world and do terrible things to my son. And
I hate that. Like, I don't understand.
So basically, so what he did, he became Big Boss.
She became Big Boss, yeah, basically, I guess.
She became Big Boobs. I don't know. I'm reaching for a joke here. Work with me.
I just hate that. Like, when shows or games or any medium decides, like, just to suddenly turn a character evil just because, like, we need a villain here. Let's do this. It's not going so well with our narrative. Let's change it up. Let's completely ruin the story altogether.
Anyways, it introduced a character which I don't know. Well, yeah, I talked about it before, but it also introduced a character that I forgot to mention called let's see. His name was Heretic, and he was supposed to be like a clone of Damien, who gets shot by Talia and is murdered. See, that's just how fucked up this movie is. It's like, he's also your son, but you murdered him in cold blood because he wasn't doing what you wanted him to. Why?
Yeah. Does seem a little on the odd side.
That's what I meant by heel turn. It's like, Even so, it's like, that's a little extreme, and it's totally not your character from previous two films. Anyways, Resident Evil Damnation.
Is that the new CG one?
The latest CG one from like 2011, CG. But you know.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've got that.
It would have been around the time that Resident Evil 5 came out.
Yeah, like there's a third one coming out, isn't there?
I didn't know about the third one.
I thought there was. I may be mistaken.
Mm. Anyways, this one sports Leon again, but unlike the first movie, Degeneration, which wants to mimic Resident Evil 2, this one wants to mimic Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Because there's still Resident Evil 4 or 5, I don't know, because they keep calling the Las Plagas infested citizens Ganados, so I can't tell. It's not like there's a difference between the two, but they decided to give them new names between the two games. I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, it was supposed to be like the Damnation was supposed to be kind of like a midpoint between RE4 and RE5. It's like, mm-hmm. It was supposed to hint in like the stuff about Tricell, which I think was like stuff from RE5.
I think the only reason it has that link is because the very end sequence where Ada's giving or planning on selling the Las Plagas to whoever. I think that's the only reason.
Yeah.
And that whoever might have been either Wesker or somebody from Tricell.
Yeah, but I played very little of RE5, and I never played RE6. So it's like I haven't played an RE game since RE4, actually.
But this, speaking of movies with plot holes, this movie has a bunch of them, because like the villain of this movie is the president of the Slava country. Because of the way this movie's history worked is that after the Cold War ended, apparently all the Slava countries were completely fractured, and one of the ones that reemerge and be successful was this country called Eastern Slav. But so it takes place
Eastern
in that
country. Slav?
Yeah. Well, the Eastern Slav Republic, I think that's the full name. But anyways, I guess it's a playoff of Czechoslovakia. But anyways, Leon's sent there to investigate rebels who are fighting against the government, because the government became an oligarch, and so of course there's going to be rebels fighters who want to take the government back for them. But Anyways, because there's apparently use of BOWs, so that's why it was sent there. But apparently they recalled him as soon as he got there, but he's kind of stuck there, and he's not going to go back without solving the situation because he thinks there's some hanky-panky going on. Anyways, he ends up meeting the rebels after he gets caught by someone who's, like, controlling a liquor with his mind. I guess they're using a Lost Placas to control, like, the BOWs. And he gets caught up in the struggle. But apparently the Slav, the villain of the movie is the president of Eastern Slav and their woman. And they might have been an interesting villain if they had actually bothered to explain what her motivations were or why she even has a scar on her back. Because, like, they want to show tits, but they don't want to show tits, so that she's wearing a bra, and it's, like, there for no reason, but, like, because of that, you get to see the scars on her back, and you're like, why does she have these? Oh, the movie's probably not going to tell us, are they? And they don't. And the movie sucks. That's all I have to say.
I don't know if it was quite as bad as Degeneration, because Degeneration was fucking awful.
Degeneration, I'd give a 3. This one, I give a 4.
Yeah, I remember people were like, oh, Degeneration, it's so great. And I was like, no, it's really not.
No,
it's
they
like
tried to have a Whisker alike, but he sucks too. He's not.
Yeah, but it was just like, they basically were like, oh, it's not the Western live action movies. I'm like, those aren't great movies. They're better than this.
Yeah, I'd rather watch those. I haven't seen Extinction, though, so I don't know how it stacks up against Extinction.
Extinction is actually one of the... It has its problems, but it is one of the movies that I think... It and the original one hold up best out of all the movies.
But, so, yeah, that's Resident Evil Damnation. Don't watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Oy. Also, the Ukrainian, Slav, Russian region accents and the stereotypical character named JD who's like all about like, oh, America's merchandise and movies are so awesome. I love them. Boo. And then he dies, of course, later because he's not an important character.
It's funny.
DB in chat says that after this final Resident Evil 10 years, they're going to do a reboot. And then there are going to be people. There's going to be a community.
Final chapter. Until next time.
Right. Then there's the community will split between the Jehovah universe or Jehovah.
Jehovah's universe.
Jehovah's.
I'm Amelia Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. Her universe and the reboot verse. But
yeah, I know.
And
the original ones were so much better. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
Like the thing is, I enjoy the live action Resident Evil movies. It's like, and I know they're mostly bad. It's like they have, what's funny is I see seeds of like there's some potentially good stuff in there. Especially like with with Extinction, they could have gone into all this this. It could have been an interesting kind of think piece about cloning and what defines humanity and all this other stuff. I'm like, there's a seed of a good movie in there, but it's Resident Evil, so that's not going to happen. That's how I felt about it anyway.
I liked the original. The sequel I hated so much that it was the last Resident Evil I watched.
Yeah, Apocalypse was not good. It was sucked because I was like, ooh, I was excited about Apocalypse because it was going to have Nemesis in it.
Yeah.
And it did. He looked right, but he mostly sucked. But Extinction actually holds up okay. It's a weird movie, but it's not a terrible one.
Sorry. Thanks for correcting.
Yeah, there's
me
no
there.
Such movie as a Fifth Sense. There is.
I don't know. I combine the Sixth Sense with the Fifth Element. I don't know how. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me. Anyway. So that's Resident Evil. Is that all you had as far as reviews?
Yeah.
Wow, you finally got to do them all.
I know. It's been.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd ever get it. And
oh, yeah, one thing that bothered me about Bad Blood is at the end, they show Batgirl off for some reason. Where the fuck were you the entire movie? Although I think it was more of a tease for the Killing Joke, even though I don't...
I was going to say, she was busy in the Killing Joke.
Actually exist.
Yeah. She was busy in the first half of Killing Joke.
Actually, after Killing Joke, she's like, I don't want to be a part of this shit. I'll show up at the end. Yeah, you guys are on your own.
Because I do remember that after the Killing Joke happened, she did eventually walk again, even though the movie said she'll never walk again. It's like, nope, she probably will. So all she has to do is throw in Lazarus Pit, good as new.
Well, in the comics, she got a revolutionary surgery or something like that. And I don't know, they explain it away in the TV shows and comics and movies now. Like, if I was somebody who was legitimately handicapped, I'd be really fucking pissed about that shit. Like, oh, it's just so easy for these superheroes. They lose they can't walk anymore, and suddenly they can heal themselves. Oh,
yeah,
must be nice,
guys. You might find this funny. For the hell of it, when you started talking about the Resident Evil, it's like the Generations, like the Damnation, it's like, damn, it's the second CG movie. It's like, oh yeah, I've got that one. So I went over to my DVD shelf, and it's like I pulled out the thing and I opened it up. It's like it's got the little little ultraviolet digital copy voucher, and it says, offer expires on 9/25/2014. It's like, does it? Does it really? So I went to this site and I went to thing to redeem it. And I was like, Resident Evil Damnation is now in your library. It's like, great. That's the thing. Most of those ultraviolet vouchers, they never expire. Even if they say they do, they never expire. Wow. They have to be like 5 years old before they do, or like, they have to go to the move, because it doesn't really matter to them. It's like if they go through, like a major server change or something like that, or they change their infrastructure, maybe then they won't work. But they generally don't delete active codes from the system unless they've actually been used. So if anybody has any ultraviolet codes that they don't want, send them my way. I'll be happy to take them.
They probably have one guy whose job it is to erase that, but he has several other jobs, and he'll get to that eventually.
Yeah.
Like, erase these old codes when they expire. Dude, do you see my stack of work? All right, I'll get to it. Just put it there. Just put it over there. And then he goes back to playing Galaga. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, like I went through. I decided, it's like, I've got this Voodoo account and it's like the ultraviolet and all that stuff, and so I decided to. So I went through like almost my entire collection of movies and stuff. And it's like, say, how many of these ultraviolet and voucher codes and stuff do I have? And I thought I'd gotten them all, but apparently not, because this one was still sitting in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now you have a movie to watch that you don't really care about. Sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's great. It's like, and the greatest thing about it is like I can pop it on while I can not care about it. And not have to pick it up and actually pop the disc in.
I want that future really badly. I'm tired of having to get up and walk across the room. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like
these days are over. We need to end this.
Yeah, I went through I went through all my stuff and I found 18 movies that I had valid digital copies of.
Damn.
Yeah. It's like I had Dread, Ex Machina, Avengers Age of Ultron, Tangled, Tron, Up, The Incredibles, The Collection, Toy Story 3, Avengers, Wreck-It Ralph, Final Destination 5, WALL-E, Live, Die, Repeat, Age of Tomorrow, Deadpool, Terminator Genesis, and Wrath of the Titans, and now Resident Evil Damnation.
Hmm. WALL-E and Wreck-It Ralph, I heard in there. It's really good ones. I don't know. That's all I had to say. What? You said WALL-E and Wreck-It Ralph, right?
They're on.
Okay.
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat was actually really good.
Yeah, I've heard from you.
Yeah, you should watch it.
I will. I'm sure it'll be on cable someday.
Yeah. No. Do it now.
Oh.
Get off the podcast.
Work.
No. I don't want to get off the podcast. Go do it. Motherfucker.
Get off the show. Are you trying to tell me I'm fired? Duh.
Yeah, I know.
Sad.
It's like, what we're saying is that we don't like you very much.
Aw. I knew it.
Okay, that's funny. on the page for for the Resident Evil Damnation thing, it's like it's rated R, it's HD, rated R. But the way that it's written is rating reason. It says R for bloody violent content. Like, but the way that it's done, it's like content doesn't really show up. So it's like rated R for bloody violent.
It's a bloody good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, speaking of all this, like, we're talking about DC and chat and stuff like that. What's up with, like, the DC cartoon universe? Like, there's nothing going on right now, is there? As far as, like, television series, I mean?
I don't think so. I don't think they've had any new shows on for a while.
Yeah, like, what's going on with that? What's up with this? I would like to know more information as to why that's not happening. I mean, Marvel right now is kind of killing it. They've got Spider-Man, Avengers, and I think this may be the best-looking Western show of all time, is Guardians of the Galaxy.
There's a Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon?
Yes, and it looks... Oh, wow. It looks freaking amazing. And sometimes they play 80s songs.
Huh, nice.
You mean the one on Disney XD?
Yeah. It's a really good-looking show.
They all look good. I just don't have time to watch any of that stuff.
I know, they all do look good, but, like, Guardians of the Galaxy just looks like a little, like, just like, it's like, wow. Like
People sing praises of Spectacular Spider-Man, though.
Yeah,
I remember. Show. I actually liked. I watched some of Ultimate Spider-Man, and I liked that. I thought it was pretty clever.
Ultimate Spider-Man's good. You're talking about the Spectacular Spider-Man from several years ago. That was a really good show.
Yeah,
it had a really good theme song too.
I don't like the Fox one though.
That one like from the 90s or
yeah, it was just called Spider-Man. I don't think it had like amazing or whatever attached to it. It was just Spider-Man.
Okay. I don't know. There've been a lot of Spider-Man shows. It's kind of hard to keep up at some point. Waylon says Guardian cartoon is blah. I saw the first episode and was done. It was awful. I wasn't talking about the quality of the cartoon itself. I was talking about the quality of the animation. Artwork. Yeah, the artwork, the animation, the soundtrack, even. It's just like, wow.
Hey, stop it. Mute. Motherfucker.
No, don't tell me what to do.
I was talking to the television.
You're watching a movie? Damn it.
I'm watching a movie. I'm putting on Resident Evil Damnation. Damn it.
Resident Evil Damnation.
I was great. So enthralled by Eric's review that I felt the need to start it up.
Because it's better than Dragon Quest VIII and RPG Grinders?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm down with to clown with that.
Dungeon Bush says he finally got to watch Ultimate Spider-Man vs. Sinister Six, and he said he liked it, solid stuff. Okay, that is one kind of beef that I have like with the Marvel cartoons. Right now, that one's called Spider-Man vs. Sinister Six. Spider-Man vs. the Sinister Six. He's already done with the Sinister Six. Like a few episodes into the season, and they've not even come back to that at any point. In Avengers Age of Ultron, Ultron's been in a few episodes this season, and I think they're halfway through this season as well. I don't understand why you titled it like this. You make it sound like these characters are going to be really big parts of the show, and then they're not.
Well, I mean, for Age of Ultron, it may just be trying to get the association with the most recent movie.
Well, I know that what they're trying to do, but why, like, you've only used them a few episodes. If you're going to title your show Age of Ultron, I'm just saying there should be more Ultron.
Yeah.
Not that I'm particularly fond of Ultron. It's not what I'm actually saying. I do like Sinister Six, though. I mean, it's cool.
And offhand, it's like I remember that they're a thing, but I couldn't tell you who's in it.
It changes. Who they are. It changes. But usually it's like Doc Ock, Lizard, Electro, Kraven, guys like that. Yeah. And this time it's Doc Ock's Sinister Six, so he keeps reforming them. they get torn apart, and he reforms them with new guys. And he had a competition for them to join, for people to join. And then he beat the Sinister Six, and then they've completely moved on from it, but still called for
Sinister Six. Now, what they should do, they should do the thing like, you know, make the Sinister Six into like a reality TV show. It's like, if you can be villainous enough, you can move on to the next round. You know, only six of these supervillains will join the Sinister Six.
That would be an awesome cartoon or comic.
It's like, starting live right now.
That would be pretty fucking awesome. Somebody should do something like that.
And then you have, like, of course, you have one of the judges has to be a parody of Simon Cowell.
Yeah, they have that. And then one of them's an established, like, villain. Like, one of them's going to be, like, Doc Ock, and then the Simon Cowell, and then another villain.
Yeah.
And Dungeon says Doc Ock just got his nanobox back and became human again. Yeah, I saw that. And I think they might be, in the way they're playing Doc Ock right now, I think they might be turning to like a superior Spider-Man arc for him at some point.
Oh, there's an idea. It's like we did the same thing with like the reality game show thing. Instead of doing it like the like an American Idol or America's Got Talent kind of deal, do it like The Voice, where all the judges have to be turned around, and the contestants, they have to basically like list off how fucking insane and evil they are. And it's over, like, I want you.
And then they have to compete in competitions where they have to, let me see.
It's like, you have to break into this, you know, it's like break into this bank in broad daylight, kidnap the old woman, and steal $8 million.
And if you are caught by the police, and not, you're disqualified.
It's like, yeah, and not get captured by Spider-Man. It's like, oh, and look at that. He did it. He managed to escape Spider-Man just barely, but it looks like it was a bit of luck. You know, it's like Spider-Man ran out of web fluid at the last moment. It's like, congratulations, Scorpion. He's like, you move on to the next round.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be fucking hilarious.
This is the best idea ever. I mean, why aren't they copying us right now? I know. Are you hearing us, Stan Lee? Are you hearing us?
Like, no one ever listens to me.
No. What the hell, Stan Lee? Why aren't you listening to us?
Actually, Stan Lee doesn't even really have anything to do with Marvel.
No, he gets all the executive producer credits and stuff like that, but yeah, I'm sure he does nothing.
No, I mean, he's not even officially affiliated with them. And it's like, I learned a lot, you know, about Stan Lee. I was like, wow, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah. But his early life. Yeah.
You guys are still on? Jesus Christ, man.
Because I don't know if we want to talk about male privilege without you.
Oh, I definitely want to talk about that. Are you guys getting into that now or what?
Now, why don't we skip that?
You're sticking around.
Yeah. Why don't we wait until you're feeling better? We can do that next week.
Well, are you guys ready to end the show or what?
No.
Kind of.
I'm going to need to leave here very shortly.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Unless you want to, if you're feeling up to it, you want to do something. Talk about something horror related because it's Halloween.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it?
It'll
be Monday anyway. If you're listening to us at work, it's
okay,
Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Let's do something fun then. Let's get a couple of scary movie recommendations from each of us, like for somebody to watch that's listening over the weekend. What would you recommend? Mug, and don't give me this bullshit Resident Evil nonsense.
No, I'm not
so scary. You'll never ever want to see Jill of Itz on a screen again.
Oh God.
Ugh. It's like, hey man,
what?
Emily Jehovovich's witness.
Jehovovich,
please do. Emily Jehovovich's witness. So please do not mock my religion.
Holy harmonica.
All right. Anyway, what would you recommend?
What I would recommend, it's you have to do a little bit of hunting for it. You might be able to find it on like a digital service or download a copy. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The Children. It's a 2008 British horror movie. It's fucking creepy as hell. It's like the creepiest, it's the creepiest creepy kid movie ever seen. That would be my recommendation. Also, if you like Clive Barker, a lesser known adaptation of his that is surprisingly good. It's like a nice little low budget production. It's called Dredd. That's Dread, not Dredd. No, you know, there's no Judge Dredd in this. But it's also a really good movie. Surprisingly good for, you know, being the low budget thing it is.
Yeah. What about you, Eric?
I don't watch much horror movies, but I guess I could mention Pan's Labyrinth.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, love that is a good movie.
Yeah, love that movie. Freak 5 says Cabin in the Woods.
Always a good choice.
Yeah, that's a good movie for sure. What about you, Breakman?
Well, with me, it's usually about zombies, so I'd recommend Shaun of the Dead.
That's a great movie.
I think that's a fantastic horror comedy. Very, very well done. And Pride of Dawn of the Dead, the remake of it, I think is spectacular done.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh, movie. Yeah. I've got another one.
Yeah. It's Eric.
Zombieland.
Zombieland's good, yeah, too. It's a good one. I did that movie.
But that's more comedy than horror. Like,
yeah.
Shaun of the Dead was. Well, they were trying to lean on the horror part of it. I mean,
okay.
Well, it's mostly one scene.
I'm gonna add Attack of the Block to that.
Oh, that's a good one. Block. Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, I mean, Shaun of the Dead is mostly horror in one specific scene, and you know what scene you're talking about.
That's not what I was trying to say. They're trying to lean on horror. They lean heavily on comedy. But they tried to keep it into a realistic horror scene. Yeah. Like, they tried to keep it contained. Whereas,
there's a fantastic Halloween movie, Ginger Snaps.
Ooh, that's a good one. I've got a few for you.
And before Frank says it, if you like horror comedy, I saw another one on Netflix, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
I was going to mention that.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie.
Fantastic movie. You can watch it. Yes, that's a great movie. Tucker and Dale versus Evil is awesome.
Yeah, if you like Alan Tudyk, he's hilarious in that movie. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tucker and I like the other guy, and I can't fucking remember his name, but I've seen him. He was on Reaper and Sons of Anarchy or Sons of Tucson.
Yeah, a movie I thought that. Yeah, I thought in the same vein, a movie I thought I'd like that just really didn't do anything for me was John Dies at the End.
I didn't like that movie as much as others liked either. That's weird that you mentioned that.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It just didn't. I was just like, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, it was just okay. Another movie you should check out on Netflix is a movie called. Wyland, I saw that Hell Priestess. That's really awesome.
Would you call the Gift a horror movie?
Yeah, I would consider The Gift a horror movie. That's a really
good one. Because it's like, it plays with the idea that he did terrible things, but he didn't.
Yeah. I highly recommend watching a movie called Bad Milo. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. I mean, it's along the veins of, like, the trauma movies or, you know, those old good B-horror movies. Bad Milo is a great movie.
Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
The Tromaville?
It's sort of along those trauma movies,
yeah.
Yeah, well, all the trauma movies are awesome. Good. I should try to get Lloyd Kaufman on the show. I think it would be awesome. I interviewed him before for DMT. It was a good interview.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. That would be cool. Whatever you do,
I listened to that interview.
Yeah, it was a good interview. I think that's one of my favorite
Zombievers.
Freak 5 brings up a great one.
Zombievers is a real movie.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I didn't think too much of it, but I saw the movie, and it actually is really good. Like, really fun. Like,
Is it better than Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I like Killer Clowns from Outer Space, but I would say it's better than Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It's really good.
Hope your daughter didn't hear that.
Oh, she loves that movie, man.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space is not a good movie.
I like it. I think it's okay. I mean, it's just a B, you know. It's a different concept, man, but I thought it was okay. Freak 5 also mentioned Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. That was okay. Dungeon Buster says Creepshow. Make sure you watch Creepshow.
Yeah, Creepshow, if you've never seen it. You should see it. It's fantastic.
That's one of the anthology movies, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really good.
And actually, I just pulled up Netflix for the hell of it. And the first thing that came up is a Netflix original. It says, It's called I Am the Pretty Thing That Lives in the House. And like the little first little blurb for it, it's a ghost story within a ghost story. If these walls could talk, they'd tell horrible, beautiful tales. Mm. It says a nervous nurse who scares easily finds herself caring for an ailing horror novelist while living in a house with hidden secrets. And it gives me like it recommends for 4 stars. So maybe that's worth checking out.
Maybe.
Are you going to see Split when it comes out, Frank?
If it's a horror movie, probably. I watch every horror movie imaginable.
That seems like a horror movie because, like, the concept is, like, these two girls got kidnapped by a guy who's apparently got, like, 21 split personalities. And now they're trapped in this house with him.
There's so many movies I could recommend. Exorcist, of course. I liked Hellraiser.
What about for if you want cheese, you can watch Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, that's an awful movie, man.
It is an awful movie, but it's a fun awful movie. It's just like, oh my god, I cannot believe this movie was put on the screen.
It's not one of the Stephen King's best, but it's still a fun movie.
Dungeon Buster says Mask of the Red Death with Vincent Price. That was a good one.
Vincent Price. There's a lot of good Vincent Price movies if you like the old horror movies.
Freak 5 says Return of the Living Dead 1-3. I liked 1 and 3. 2, not so much. I didn't like 2 too much, but 1 is definitely really good. 3 has super hot.
Well, what was weird, Return of the Living Dead 2 was basically a retelling of the first one, and only not really as good. One thing I'm looking at, I'm just looking at the scary stuff on the horror movies and stuff on Netflix. Curse of Chucky's on there, and that was the most recent one where it's kind of meta. Chucky's
good.
Yeah, that one was actually pretty good. That one was worth checking out. I mean, it wasn't like, oh my god, this is earth shattering, but it was enjoyable.
I liked that movie quite a bit. I thought that movie kind of brought everything full circle and
as far as like the most recent like horror movie that I liked, I think was probably Conjuring.
Conjuring was good.
I did not like
Conjuring. I liked Conjuring. I liked it.
And TV shows, I'd recommend Strange Things.
You guys got to watch Black Mirror too. Black Mirror is
I keep hearing good things about that. I'm like, I really need to sit down and watch this. But
Black Mirror, dude.
And Mrs. Bregman is mad at me because I didn't mention one of her all time favorite movies, Fright Night.
Oh, Fright Night's a great movie.
Fright Night is a good one.
The remake is absolutely terrible.
Put it to work on me.
Yeah, the remake sucks. Watch the original.
Don't watch the remake. Watch the original.
Yeah, the original's great. Whippix loves that movie. That's one of her favorites. I was disappointed in a movie. Weilen might know this in chat, but it's called Baskin, and it's on Netflix. I was actually really disappointed in that movie. I thought it was going to be better. Like, the premise was scary as fuck. Also, if you guys haven't watched American Horror Story this season, holy fuck, is it good.
I've just started watching.
I haven't watched any American Horror Story since the first season.
Oh, dude, you got to watch this season. You don't have to watch the other seasons to watch certain seasons. This season is... Oh man, it's like you said, it's kind of really meta.
I'd like to mention the horror video game.
Yeah, which one?
There's one this year. It's called Yomiwari. It's like extremely loud and gore, and it's actually got that cute presentation. But the constant dread of worrying about whether or not there's an enemy in the light that's being hidden because your flashlight's not shining on it. It provides really good tension.
That sounds good, man.
It's on the Vita and Steam.
Dungeon Buster says Lost Boys.
You don't have either, and you don't like PC.
Oh, yeah.
Negan says Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah, but I got YouTube, Eric. Yeah, that's a good
movie. Yes, I love that movie.
Dust Till Dawn's good. Freak 5 brought that up. Lost Boys is really good. I like that one.
Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness.
Always great movies. The series Ash versus Evil Dead is fucking phenomenal. Watch that badly. Oh god, yeah, it's good.
I've got the first season. I just haven't sat down to watch it yet.
Weiland, you would really enjoy American Horror Story season 6. This current season, man, I guarantee you would like it, Weiland. I'm with you. Like after season 2, I was like, meh. But I guess this is this season 6? Yeah, season 6 is. is really good, man. It I like it a lot, man. It's probably my favorite season.
Is Legend a horror movie? I don't know if you call that one.
Tom Cruise?
No, that's like high fantasy.
Fantasy, yeah. Mm. It does have the devil in it. I mean, that devil scared the shit out of me when I was younger. But
you know, what about Dragon Slayer?
Dragon Slayer is not really a horror movie. It's not a horror movie. We really haven't mentioned Stephen King movies that much.
Yeah, because they all mostly suck, man.
Most Stephen King movies are not especially
Shining,
good.
I guess The Shining's really good, but that it doesn't follow
it's
the book.
Good too. But she likes it. I'm getting told some stuff.
It is not good.
I don't like it.
It's good up until the end. Yeah. I guess.
No, it is.
It scared me when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
not,
yeah, you were in fifth
good.
Grade.
Whippix loves it, and I'm like, ugh, it sucks.
Giant spiders.
One of the greatest horror films of all time, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, The Thing
is good.
Oh, that's a good one, man. That's
we did
there.
That for movie night. I wish movie night existed.
I know.
Little Shop of Horrors is a musical, though.
Little Shop of Horrors is one of my favorite movies of all time. I got the director's cut on
Blu-ray.
Well,
if we're talking about horror musicals, I guess we could we add a Sweeney Todd to that?
Yeah,
Sweeney
why
Todd,
not?
Yeah.
Why not?
There's also Repo the Genetic Opera.
Yeah.
Just kind of side.
Yeah, a little – I don't know if I mentioned
– And Rocky Horror, I was just told.
I never saw Rocky Horror.
Another pretty good movie that was that surprised me. I was like, actually, this is really enjoyable. Was the remake of The Crazies?
Yes, that was good. That guy's directing.
Another one that I really liked was I think it was also a remake. It's called Mother's Day, and it starred Rebecca De Mornay.
Ah, Mother's Day is a good one, man.
Yeah, that's, it's a home invasion a movie, and yeah. I was like, wow, this is actually really intense. And yeah. So yeah, that's another good one worth checking out.
Yeah.
I can recommend Psycho, but I've never seen the original Psycho.
Oh, the original Psycho.
Never seen the original. Original. The remake is almost a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely pointless. There's, like, literally no reason for that movie to exist.
Yeah.
And actually, if you want something...
Other than, do you want
Halloween
killer?
Well, what are you talking about? I mean, there's a scene where shows her butthole. In the remake of Psycho. What's her name?
Anne Heche,
yeah. She shows her butthole for a split second in the movie.
What?
That's why it exists.
Let's see.
That's the whole reason for that movie.
Leprechaun. Actually, I was going to say, if you want a good Halloween style movie that's not like super duper horror, but it's creepy anyway. Coraline.
Yeah, that movie is creepy. Actually, it's. Yeah,
I mean, it's really fucking like, and that's the finale of it, like the final confrontation and everything was like with the web and all that shit. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
I love that.
As a quick aside, like, I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but The Shining we talked about earlier, they did a remake, which sucked.
I'm hearing Halloween in the background.
Yeah, I put on Halloween. Yeah. You all right with that?
That's fine. I just wondered why.
Because we're talking about Halloween movies, man. No. The remake actually has a shot. They shot it like in and around Denver, and at the very end, when the guy gets his diploma, it's like kind of a happy ending, which sucked. But they shot a scene in a college. That college was actually my old middle school, so it was cool to see that. I was surprised. I was watching that, and I'm like, holy shit, that looks like it is my middle school. Holy fuck.
Yeah. I found something interesting. Like, I don't know if you guys. I think I've told you guys. I like the people who do like the cover stuff. They'll take stuff in major key and turn it to minor key just to see how it sounds. But I saw this video where this guy took horror themes and put them into major key, and it's like it's really weird. It's like like the opening, not like the not that piece of Psycho, but like the one that starts off with like the all that stuff at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And in major key, it sounds like Mozart. It's fucking weird. I'll paste a link to the video in chat.
Yeah. Good zombie movie, obviously. Night of the Living Dead. I like Dawn of the Dead.
I actually like the 1990 remake better.
I do like the 1990 remake. I don't like it better, but I thought it was better than what the critics said. They panned that movie, man. I never
understood why. I like, yeah, Barbara's actually a character in this movie.
Yeah,
and you know,
I thought it was great. I thought it was a good remake. Yeah.
I thought Tony Todd did a fantastic job too.
He's great. I should try to get him on. He's very friendly on Twitter. Like, he'll retweet people's shit. You know who
seriously? Oh man, I would fight hard not to geek out.
Yeah. He was the Candyman, right?
Candyman's another great movie.
Okay, that's why I was trying to think. Yeah, that would be cool to have him on here.
If you want a good, like, kind of schlocky horror movie from the 90s with a lot of, like, you know, notable horror alumni in it, is the original Wishmaster.
Yeah, he's in that one, too. That's a good one.
Yeah, Tony Todd's in that. Kane Hodder's in that as a bodyguard. And just like, and yeah, Robert Englund's, you know, is a, you know, is a major supporting character, and it's just lots and lots of people. It's like, if you ever watch, you know, horror movies in the 80s and 90s, you'll recognize tons of people. It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's a silly fucking movie.
Yeah, Tony Todd is,
but great. It is a lot of fun.
Most 80s horror movies are.
Dungeon Buster says any of the Christopher Lee vampire movies, those are really good. Dawn and Day of the Dead are great movies.
I was always a partial to Day of the Dead.
I like Day of the Dead too. It's a great movie.
I just hate when the dead movies started becoming like parodies of themselves. Like the zombies started carrying guns and shit like that. Like, it was just absolutely like ridiculous.
That was Land of the Dead, I mean, but that kind of shows you
with Land of the Dead. That actually, it didn't bother me because it's like that was something that was pretty much, you know, the direction he showed he was going with Day of the Dead. Because he, you know, that was the thing. It's like the whole point of Bub was like, you know, he's not just some dead guy. It's like there's part of him still in there. He's still like he was in the military, so he salutes, and you know, it's like, and so he didn't eat the guy, he shot him there, and so it made sense that it was a logical extension of what had gone before. Diary of the Dead was fucking awful.
Oh God, that was no good. Dungeon Buster mentions the 80s Blob. I like that movie, too.
Oh, yeah, that one was. It had some fantastic effects.
The
like
stuff.
That hold up, like, really, really well, like, the thing. And, oh, yeah, the stuff.
The stuff is
like one of the dumbest horror movies ever made.
I have the stuff. I downloaded it off the net, and I'm going to listen to Dismal Jester's commentary of
stuff?
It.
You've never seen
this.
It doesn't mean I've never seen it. I'm just not sure.
No. Hang on. Okay. For break and for anyone who's never seen it, here's the summary of the stuff. There's this new dessert that's taking over, like taking the nation by storm, and it's called the stuff. It's this white, creamy, like, you know, frothy dessert, and it's apparently incredibly delicious.
So it's basically Slurm.
Yeah.
No. That's green. Soda, and it's bug. It's green and bug excrement. Essentially, some company discovered this stuff in the ground and just like, this tastes good. Let's market it. And then it's like, and it turns out it causes all kinds of weird problems. And I don't want. It's like, and if you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil anything for you. But you should watch this movie. It is the height of 80s cheese, and it is so glorious. It is awesome.
It's so bad. It's good. The Puppet Masters series the same way. A lot of that.
Like I said, the Dismal Jesters did a commentary on it, and I still need to watch it with the commentary on.
I haven't
watched it by itself, though. Should I watch it by itself first?
Yeah, watch it by itself first.
Yeah, watch it by itself. I remember the bit with the Frank, do you remember the bit with the shaving cream?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, get your own. I'm like, what?
Yeah. We should have maybe next year, before Halloween, like a month before, we'll start doing like a viewer or like a listener poll of like their favorite.
Let's make a Patreon. That could be a reward. The highest bidders gets to watch with us.
Yeah, but basically we would do
Patreon donors get to suggest movies to us. And like, and then they'll be like, "Oh, I'll pay just to make these guys watch the worst fucking movie ever seen." Yeah,
that would probably work. Maybe we could watch that. Donald.
Speaking of which, my Patreon still only has one pledger. People pledge, please.
Yeah.
If you like, if you actually read my reviews and you like them, then please consider giving me at least a dollar.
I'm looking at this thing right here, and it's pretty appropriate. It's got all kinds of, like, scary movies, like, after I played the Halloween theme. It's got, like, Michael Myers, Exorcist, The Thing, Saw. And then to the right is Alex Jones and Donald Trump. So it makes sense. Makes total sense. And there's Bill O'Reilly in the corner there. That's awesome. But that's going to probably...
That's pretty much the most horrifying thing I can think of.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, here's some good news. Uwe Boll declared he wasn't going to be making any more movies.
That was going to be my sweet-o this
week. I've never seen
one of his movies.
Oh, God.
I've seen a couple. Actually, one that is not video game related at all was Rampage, and it actually was not a terrible movie.
Oh, God. That was basically awful.
It wasn't that bad. Oh, I mean, it's basically like this guy that goes nuts. I mean, there's not a lot of plot to it. It's just kind of like this very, like, this guy just loses his shit.
The only thing of Uwe Boll I think I've seen is, like, the trailers to House of the Dead and the trailers both of the Blood Rain movies.
Oh, the Blood Rain movies were awful.
The funny thing was, actually, like, Postal had a few funny moments.
Ugh, Postal.
Like, I thought the opening scene of Postal in the airplane was funny because I'm like, oh my God, this is the most offensive thing I've ever seen. And I'm laughing. Nobody's ever going to call it a good movie by any means, but it's watchably bad.
I disagree, man.
Is the Postal movie better than the game at least?
No, it is not.
This game's pretty awful too.
Yeah. Maybe next year we could do some type of tournament thing with scary movies. Like, we'll pit two movies against each other, and then that one moves on tournament style until we get to the final episode of Halloween. I should have put that together this year, but all right, guys, that's going to do it.
Put this down, put it in writing.
Let's do it.
We're holding you to it, if you remember.
All right, let's do plugs, guys. Let's start with Eric.
You can find reviews that I've written on sites like Boston Fashion Brigade, where this week you can find the reviews for Yomiwari and Steins Gate for Steam. And there's other sites like GameTactics.com and TotallyGN.com, OSGamers.com, VogNetwork.com, and my Patreon, which I put in the chat if you feel like pledging per month. I've only got $4 out of a $5 donation that one person on Twitter gave me. So I'm thanking them. But if you want to follow them, they're at Strawberry Eggs. And they're part of RV Gamer, by the way. So what else would I want to plug? I guess I could plug Trick or Treat because Halloween. Don't eat too much candy. You'll get sick and fat. But I am going to plug me possibly doing a Let's Play for Halloween. I haven't decided what I want to play yet.
Are you going to play a scary game?
Yeah.
What about you, Breakman?
How about The Suffering? I recommend The Suffering.
I don't have time for that, and I don't have it on me.
That was a good game.
I love The Suffering.
It's a good game. I like that game. I never beat it, but I got close. I think I got more than halfway.
It's one of those few games that I actually played all the way through, and then I loved it so much I actually saw the other endings because I played through again.
Yeah.
You can also find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and that's my plugs.
All right, Breakman, your plugs.
Play The Suffering. It's a great game. And at RP Grinders and on Twitter, and follow me at Break_Man. And I got nothing else.
All right, I'm gonna plug everybody in chat that was in chat. Wyland, Freak 5, Dungeon.
Can I plug Harmonica Golems?
No.
Again?
God damn it. let's see what else. Watch Bad Milo. I think it's a gem of a movie. I think it's really funny. It's kind of gross but funny. Check that one out.
And is that what happens to Milo when he becomes Skynet?
No, you just got to watch the movie, man. It's good. I like it quite a bit. Check out, what else? Shit. Walking Dead's good this year. American Horror Story's good this year.
How do you want to talk? If we weren't going, I'd want to talk about The Walking Dead. Well, I guess we'll have to talk about
it
later.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it this week. We'll probably talk about it next week just to give people enough time to watch it if they haven't already.
Halloween. Oh, yeah. Some people have this thing on Twitter where, or it's an internet thing, but I don't know where it came from, but somebody apparently fucked up spelling spooky. And it ended up being spoopy. So the spoopy's okay,
that's been a thing for a while.
That sounds like something you would say to your toddler. Yeah. Oh, did you make spoopy?
Yeah.
Did you get spoopy in your diaper? Did you get spoopy in your diaper?
There's no L in spoopy.
Yeah.
Did you get spoopy in your spoopy?
What?
I don't know.
And you can.
I have no idea. Damn it.
You can find me on Twitter.
No, you can't.
I'm
revolting. This is bullshit.
You can find me on Twitter.
You are revolting.
You can find me on Twitter at Frank Branches, and maybe you'll be one of the few people that called me a feminist fag. I didn't get a chance to do my stinko.
I don't know more about that.
Yeah. No. I'll talk about it next
week. Do it right now.
Shit.
No, let's do that next week. I need to get
going. Okay, fine.
All right, guys. That's about it for this week. Have a good, safe Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yep, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Make sure you check out Archives of DMT if you want a zombie fix, if you want a werewolf fix. Check out the – we haven't done one in a while, but check out Werewithal on all the major outlets, iTunes, et cetera. It's Wiffix and I, Werewolf Show. And it's at Share the Wear on Twitter. But make sure you check those all out. And have a good, safe Halloween. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out, guys. Thanks a lot.
Ha 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 ha!